This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Hope you're having a great day. We are glad you are with us. It is that special day, and we call it Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Got Kurt Rogers in studio, also Greg Lackey. We'll get to Greg in just a minute. We're going to talk about a little health insurance and insurance in general. But first of all, Kurt, how are you?
I am doing just fine. Well, we're past November 3rd.
We are.
But we still don't know anything.
But it doesn't feel like it.
It still doesn't feel like it. But we're past November 3rd, and we all knew it was going to take a while.
Were you surprised with the result?
No. Actually, when I was watching it later on in the evening and I saw the lead that Trump had, I said, oh, wait a minute. But then all of a sudden there's millions of people that they just found ballots for it said here. So it's, you know, that's not for me to say. I went out, I voted, I did my duty. Now they have to figure that out.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be very interesting.
Absolutely. Well, the mortgage world, let's talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about the market. And has the market slowed down for refis?
No. And I don't think it will, because when you have rates this low, it's almost free money. Why would you not refinance? You don't have to extend your term. You can lower your payments, lower your rates. Everything works for you. And you get to skip one payment. Sometimes you may skip two. It's pretty simple to do, and it's pretty inexpensive to do,
right?
Because it's not going to really cost you anything with all the money you're saving.
Sure.
You're going to recoup that in 6 months.
Yep. I heard you on John's show yesterday on Rush to Reason, and John mentioned, you know, what you thought the market was going to do. Is it a good time to buy or sell? And you just said, hey, you know, if you're looking to buy, it's never too early, and we've said this a million times
right.
on this show, just to come in and sit down with you, see what's going on, and just see. You know.
When John and I were talking yesterday about the average day supply that we have in the city of Denver, it's almost down to single digits. There's just not enough homes out there. You normally want to carry a 90 to 110 day supply. We're around 20 to 15 days. I mean, this thing has just gone crazy. And November and December is actually a time where the market does slow down, meaning which there's less people. But right now, the demand is so high. Realtors are just begging people to say, put up your house for sale, because you're going to get the maximum dollar for it. You're going to have bidding wars. So it's going to continue to change because of rates, because of demands. We have a lot of people moving here from both coasts, from all over. They seem to want to come to Colorado. Mm-hmm. So we just don't have enough homes. So, yeah, it's a problem.
Right. And then what are most people doing, you know, with the refi?
Many people that are refinancing are actually taking a portion of their equity out of the home and putting it back into the home, like I am. We had Don Hansen on there,
right.
And I'm refinancing mine. I'm going to turn around and take some money out, and I'm going to build a garage. So, I'm going to get 70, 80 cents on the dollar back. So it just makes the place much more livable. So a lot of people are doing that, especially when you're looking at rates, you know, under 3%. That's not going to happen down the road. So a lot of people are planning ahead, upgrading kitchens, you know, putting in hardwoods, changing their living. Instead of maybe not buying another house, they're fixing up the one they got. We're seeing a lot of that.
Gotcha. I called Don myself. They're coming out to our house to do a couple of
things.
Yeah,
he came out and measured it, and he's at the county now trying to see if they'll let me build this monstrosity that I want to do next to my house, and so we can go from there.
All right, cool. Now, you said a garage. Is that better known as a doghouse?
Well, it's going to be.
In case you get in trouble.
Actually, well, because I'm going to put a couch and a TV out there with my Chevelle, so
I
get to win either way.
Good deal. Well, as I mentioned, Affordable Interest Mortgage, truly your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs. 720-895-0500. Greg Lackey in studio, Accelerated Insurance. Greg, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
Man, good to see you.
And you too.
It's that fun time for you guys, open enrollment.
Open enrollment is upon us once again, and it's a little bit quieter than it's probably been past years, just because premiums have pretty much held in check, and the other thing is too is the market's kind of matured as far as, you know, networks are so small that hey, if a person has a policy, and they're comfortable with their doctors and premium hasn't gone up much, if any, then pretty much staying where they are.
Sure. And this is something, too, I just wanted to mention because in past shows we've done with you as well. You know, when you're looking at picking out a policy, you ought to check with your doctor, you know, and make sure they are continuing, you know, to carry that. And don't just say, do you take Cigna? Because there's a bazillion Cigna plans, right?
Sounds like you're speaking from experience.
Yeah, no, I tell you.
You've had enough people
crazy.
Call.
Well, what had happened, you know, people, they got an appointment, and this actually happened to my wife a year ago. She had an appointment for like 9 months. All right, I mean, forever it took her to get in to just, you know, routine check. Then when she got there, they go, oh, we don't take the Cigna Flex Bronze 200 anymore. You know what I mean? And so what I'm saying is your healthcare provider, they can stop taking that plan any day of the year they want, can't they?
Exactly. You know, it's a contract between them and the insurance company, and that contract can expire or become effective at any time during the policy period. So, yeah, it is an issue. Again, what we're finding is, you know, you take like a company like Bright Health or you know, the Kaisers of the world. I mean, they've pretty much got their network locked in. But when you Cigna's a great example of where that could be a little bit of a rotating door or a revolving door, I should say. So depending upon the carrier a little bit, we'll probably determine whether or not that doctor could or could not be in your network.
So is it Connect Colorado? Is that the right?
Correct.
One? Okay. Because one doctor that I was looking at with my knee earlier this year, they take tons of Cigna, but they don't take that one.
Yeah. I mean, you just mentioned it earlier about networks and how many networks, you know, companies have. Cigna, for an example, I believe theirs is called Connect, is a network that they use. So Blue Cross is a great example where, depending upon whether or not you're in a group market or individual market, in the individual market, they've got it down to one pathway. But in the group market, they might have 20 or 30 different networks. So you're exactly right. No, if you're calling your provider and asking, hey, do you take Blue Cross? You need to be a little bit more specific than that. Do you take Blue Cross? And then what is the name of that network? Right. That's the question you want to ask your doctor or provider.
Whether it's a truck or a van or a car, which one is transportation? But it's now you got to go a little bit more.
Yeah, you've got to be just a little bit more specific because you could get that answer. Yeah, we take Cigna or Blue Cross, only to find out after the fact that you've got a bill that's now out of network,
and you have to pay. Like if your wife would finish, she would have had to pay that. Yeah, that's great. How do people learn that stuff? I mean, what's the best
hard way? Hard way.
When it happens.
The hard way, yeah. Write the check, then you say, okay, I won't
because
do that.
They don't, I mean, she's like, why wouldn't you, I've been here, coming here for a long time. Why wouldn't you send me a letter stating, we don't take that, your insurance anymore?
You know, again, you get into on the provider side and notifying, their client base or so forth. I'm not sure how much of a challenge that might be.
Sure.
From the insurance side of things, again, that should have been established when you bought the policy. Mm-hmm. Those are questions you should have asked me. I just had a conversation with a gentleman this morning about he's looking to change, and I said, give me a list of your doctors, and then we'll back into the policy versus going out and just picking a carrier.
Right. Let's pick a carrier. You look at it from the front. Now he's looking at it from the back. You look at it from the front. You're saying, okay, I want this kind of coverage. I want this deductible. Here's what I want. So you find the company fits that. Oh, well, now it's not your doctor. But find the doctor first. Now back into what works on the front end for you. If you like your doctor, you're stuck with that doctor.
We've talked so much, in particular on this show about, again, the difference between insurance and care.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of times people are just trying to buy an insurance policy, not understanding the care side. And again, it was my conversation I had with the gentleman this morning. I said, what's difficult is you can get into an insurance policy and then all of a sudden a condition or, something presents itself where you find that, hey, I want to see this doctor over here because I understand they're the best at treating this. But then you discover, well, he's out of my network.
Right.
You go back to Obamacare, guys. Yeah, it got rid of all the PPO plans. It made everything an HMO. We've talked about that for years on this program. And now you're seeing the consequences.
Yep. So let's help people out that are maybe looking at new plans. Mm-hmm. First of all, I would not navigate that by myself. I'd get with someone like you to just go through, because you're going to ask us questions and make us think about things that we're not going to, because most of us just look at premium. But when you look at the premium, I was telling you before we came on air here, you know, let's say you got three plans with, you know, Cigna or whatever on this one plan. But then they've got, you know, this much a month and this much deductible and out of pocket, this much a month. So how do you, what's your advice in advising clients when trying to look at the deductible and out of pocket, I guess I should say, because that's really what the bottom line is, the out of pocket, not the deductible. But how do you gauge that and help people pick which plan is best for them?
Again, you know, how often are you using the policy? You know, how important is a doctor to you? Because I like to talk about the care side first and establish, you know, what are we attempting to
health do? Healthcare, not health insurance.
Right. Because once we get, or once I have a better idea of, you know, how you're using your healthcare plan, then it becomes a lot easier to say, okay, you know, let's take a look at, you know, whether it's a copay plan, whether it's an HSA plan, you know, which direction we want to go here.
And I want you to explain that, because it's surprising when I'm talking to people, they don't know what an HSA account is, what it does, and how it works. Can you have those with any kind of health insurance?
Well, with any kind of health insurance, but you've got to have a specific health plan to have the health savings
Correct.
Account. So, yeah, it has to be HSA compatible. Which means, you know, most of those are high deductible. You'll hear that word a lot, or words, high deductible. I've got a high deductible plan, which tells me that, you know, they most likely have a health savings account insurance plan. As a result, that means there's no copays normally.
Correct. And the advantage of having a high deductible and a lower premium is what? How does that come across to, if someone's not using, not going in often, is the higher deductible better with the lower premium?
You know, it depends upon sometimes a person's cash flow a little bit. You know, we've been brought up on copay plans.
Yes.
You know, you get back to 30, 40 years ago, you know, $5 copays. And, you know, you'll hear people argue that that was one of the worst things that ever happened with our insurance, because we were brought up with low copays. Mm-hmm. What we've seen is those copays go up. Where I caution people is you could have a copay plan that says it costs me $20 to see the doctor. But once you go in and see the doctor, he or she might say, we're going to do this, this, and this. And those three things that they're going to do all have three different codes that are sent to the insurance company that go against your deductible. To see the doctor was a $20 copay, but then everything else could be subject to the deductible. In my opinion, with an HSA, I would just go ahead and pay that doctor's visit, knowing that I'm also got additional expense that's following, and make all that tax deductible for yourself.
Yeah, it's that account, because you know you're able to replenish that once a year, or add to it once a year.
Yeah, you know, it was one of the things actually that the Trump administration talked about way back, was increasing the amount of money that, you know, a person could stick into a, you know, a health savings account, because every year, you know, you can put, I think this year it's $3,600
a person, yeah,
for an individual.
We just did it.
They can put that into a health savings account, even if you don't use the $3,600.
It sits there making money.
It sits there making money, and then it rolls into the following year. I mean, I've seen.
Yeah, you can build it up quite nice.
If
you're not going in,
right? And if I was a young person, you know, where you're fortunate enough maybe to work for a company that is providing that benefit.
Yeah, no kidding.
And they're going to help maybe put some money into that, and then you can put some money into it also. My advice would be start building that.
Yeah,
absolutely. Again, you're listening to Haystack Help Radio, a special edition called Your Money Matters. If you've got any kind of questions about health care or insurance, we'll take your call, 303-477-5600. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley once again to talk about one of my favorite stores, the Outdoorsman's Attic. If you're looking for great deals on your outdoor gear, head on over to the Outdoorsman's Attic. From waterfowl gear, decoys, ice fishing, to big game hunting, they've got you covered. If you've got some gear you just don't use anymore, take it over to the attic and they will sell it for you. They've also got guns and ammo. If your firearm needs a little work, see Scott the Gunsmith and let him know you heard about him here on Sportsman of Colorado. Hunting, fishing, and camping gear at tremendous savings, all at the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden. Stop paying retail and get to the Outdoorsman's Attic.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Whatley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. My name is Scott Whatley, Kurt Rogers here from Affordable Interest Mortgage, and Greg Lackey from Accelerated Insurance. And Greg's number, by the way, if you've got questions, of course, you can give us a call here at 303-477-5600, or Greg's number is 303-625-9538. And if you're looking for a broker to help you out, highly suggest you give Greg a call, 303-625-9538.
Okay. We talked about health care and all that, how it's set up in the deductible. Now we're going to talk about this little thing that's kind of grown since March called COVID. And how is that affecting Obamacare? How's it affecting insurance, the doctors, the hospitals, on who's paying for what? How's that working?
It's a very interesting conversation because, first of all, the health insurance companies this year, their books have ran really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. And you might say, well, how is that possible with all the COVID? Well, first of all, people under the age of 65, not nearly as affected.
Correct.
Second thing that happened was hospitals quit, you know, elective surgeries, which is one of their biggest money makers.
Oh, yeah.
We went for quite a while without that being possible. And now we're starting to see also where, you know, some of these hospitals are backing off with these type of surgeries because, again, we're seeing a little bit more of a spike.
Right.
So the insurance companies haven't really been paying out much. You know, the COVID cases that, that have been troublesome a lot of times have been with people over the age of 65. So now you're into Medicare.
So they have no hits. They don't have the expense.
Mm-mm.
The money's coming in, but not much of it's going out in relationship right. to what's normal. Right.
Which I think, what you'll see is, I'm just wondering, I'm guessing, because I don't know either. I mean, when it comes to these mammoth organizations called insurance companies, you know, will premiums kind of hold even a year from now? because again, they're kind of in a strange place here, you know, with COVID. The other thing that's interesting about COVID is, you know, with the increase in the amount of testing, initially, you know, the insurance companies were trying to do everything they could
right.
to get people tested and so forth. I'll give you an example where a person was notified that they had been around someone who had tested positive. So they go to their employer and say, hey, I was around someone who's tested positive. What should I do? Well, they immediately sent them home and said, you need to go get tested, which they did. Came back negative. The employer then said, you need to go get a second test. So that person went back the next day to get a second test. Well, when they got there, the doctor looked at him and said, you were here yesterday. Yes, my employer's asking me to get a second test. And the doctor's like, wait a second. You tested negative 24 hours ago.
Where'd you go to get infected?
Well, where did you go to get infected? What's happening is sometimes these companies are using the testing as an HR deal instead of, and the doctor's like, we only got X amount of tests. We can't be just
randomly
testing
for the fun
every 24 hours the same person.
Right.
I think where you're going to see it with the insurance companies, and I've proposed this question to a couple of them, how many times are you going to reimburse? Because they don't want to see this trend either. My advice to anyone that is looking at getting tested and so forth, get your doctor involved. And have them be the ones who say, hey, you need to go get tested. Because if that's the case, then I think your claim will get paid. But if you're just going out there and continuing to get tested without anyone, you know, pushing you in that direction or so forth, you could be, you know, looking at some bills that maybe you don't want.
Yeah. You try to figure out I had to get tested, so it was pretty simple because of COVID. But where do you go to get tested? Before I called the clinic that I did, trying to find different places.
Right.
Oh, well, it's 5 days or it's 7 days. I'm like, I don't want to wait a week to get tested, and if I'm positive, then I got another 2 weeks.
Obviously, if you want that test results, immediately, that's going to be a little bit more expensive than if you want them 2 or 3 days later.
Yep.
You know, then you get into how many of these, how many tests are actually accurate.
I know.
And I'm from what I've heard from people inside the industry, 70%.
Right.
So
a false negative,
or
false positive.
Yeah.
Where I got tested, we asked the lady, you know, how much of her business. She said our business is up 300% in testing.
Testing.
It doesn't give them a lot of time to do other things.
Right.
That's all they do it's just like McDonald's. It's just a machine of coming in that Q-tip that goes out the back of your head, and then you're fine.
Was that uncomfortable?
They say it tickles. Okay. I don't know. I'm surprised that more people just kind of don't sneeze or something when it happens, because all of a sudden it'll hit a nerve inside. Okay, wow. That's it. I'm done.
When I had my knees done this spring over at Rose, they had a little swab, kind of like you're getting maybe a strep throat or something. They just did a little swab real quick in the back of your throat. Easiest thing possible.
No, this thing goes in, I think, kind of like right behind the eyeballs. This is going up. It's like, hello, here we are. And, it's quick and simple, and you get a Kleenex and blow your nose and you're fine. But it was different.
And then the news yesterday, which was great news, I thought.
Yeah, the Bex
with Pfizer and these other companies are right behind too.
Well, there was comment about that from Trump prior to that he said that they had the cure. It's amazing how that all of a sudden happens now.
So,
but that's another subject.
The vaccine comes out.
Yes.
If you want to answer or you don't have to, would you guys take that vaccine, first one that comes out?
Personally for me, I would, but again, I just think that and of course they're going to do this anyway. I mean, they're going to make it available to people that they feel
healthcare. Yeah,
need it first.
You know, firemen, policemen, nurses, doctors. Yeah, they're all going to get it first.
I think you got to look at where you are on the pedestal to determine, you know, how fast.
But there's got to be a reason it normally takes, you know, four, five, six, seven years for one to come about. To, you know.
Again, you get back to the Trump administration, and something he probably will never get the credit for was when he went, you know, when they went on that, what they call it, warp speed, or there was a name for that, and whether it was him personally or his, you know, whoever, but they got with these pharmaceutical companies and they unleashed the power of our healthcare system is what they did.
Yeah, they opened the door.
They opened the door and they got everyone out of the way and said, we got to have this.
Yeah.
And when you do that, when you get rid of all that bureaucracy
all
and red tape, it's amazing what they can do. When you allow people to do what they do best. Here we are, a lot faster than, you know, what many thought. I think that, again, that's led to the question you just proposed, you know. But, no, I have all the confidence in the world in those companies.
I asked you guys this question before we came on air. Why have we not seen one hospital CEO come on our local news and talk about how overcrowded and overworked, you know, the doctors, the nurses are there? I mean, we had Tony Spurlock on several months ago.
Yes.
And I believe he said there's five kind of major hospitals here in Douglas County. And to his knowledge, not one of them during this deal has been, quote, overrun or overcrowded.
Yeah. Stay home. Don't come in no more. No. We can't take it. Well, being like me telling you I don't want your business. Don't call me about rates and loans and stuff. I don't want it. I'm too busy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm busy, but my job is to take care of you. So I kind of understand what you're asking.
Right.
I think what, you know, just listening to the people yesterday talk about the vaccine, that, you know, again, leads to more questions. When we went into lockdown in March, and you know, it was the question was, will we have a second wave? Well, yeah, you're going to have a second wave. I mean, you just put people on the sideline when they start getting back and doing what they have to do to maintain, you know, a living standard. I don't know what else we expected. The other thing they talked about was that the vaccine being made available to first-line workers, you know, the most vulnerable, so forth here initially, would get us, you know, through March and then back into the warmer months, and we'd be prepared for next fall.
Right.
Well, I thought we shut down during those warmer months. I mean, we were yelling and screaming about Florida and Texas and all of them in the summer, and now we're saying that, well, we don't think it'll be as big of an issue then as it will be next fall.
Right.
Which kind of aligns itself with, you know, the other flu, cold, other things that we seem to be more susceptible to during, you know, those times of year.
Right.
There's just been, the only thing that's been consistent has been inconsistent.
There's lots of gaps. I about a week ago, I went online and I said, well, how many people have come down with the flu this year?
Yeah.
None.
Yeah.
And what I found out was one of my account execs thought she had it. She went in to get tested, and they said, you don't have COVID. You have what we call COVID-2, which is like the flu. And she said, what? She said, well, you don't have COVID. You have COVID-2. So the word is that it's, now, the flu's been changed to COVID-2 because it's COVID, but it's COVID-2. So you start wondering about those numbers. How much of them are really this versus that? And we're getting off the issue about health care and health insurance and stuff, but it's like the inconsistencies of not getting the truth. One station will say you got 1,330 that got are in the hospital. This one over here says you got 1,100. I mean, well, we only got five hospitals.
Well,
how hard is that to count?
Frustration, everybody. We just don't know who to trust with the numbers.
Yep.
And, I mean, I'm talking Republican, Democrat, whatever, forgetting politics. You just don't know who to trust with what numbers and what's going on.
The thing that's been the most disappointing to me, again, I'm not a healthcare professional, and I'm not going to pretend to be one, so I don't know what's going on.
Right.
But what I've noticed is I believe in March they didn't know. So therefore, the only thing that they could do was shut us down.
Yeah.
They've tried to figure things out as they've gone, and that's completely understandable.
Sure.
Again, it was something that was completely foreign to everyone.
Yeah.
So you give them, you got to give them the benefit of the doubt on this. Mm-hmm. What bothers me is it became political.
Yes.
When you start blaming a president for deaths, come on. It's not. That wouldn't be fair if it was a Democrat or Republican.
Sure.
That's not fair.
No.
Let's keep things in perspective. Let's give people the benefit of the doubt. Let's allow our healthcare professionals to do what they do best. And can we get the politics out of it, please?
Well, it's like blaming a president that takes you to war. He killed him. No, he didn't. He did the best he could at what. And I agree with you. And it was amazing to me when they were doing interviews how many people were saying, I'm not going to vote for Trump because he caused all these deaths. And I think, really, did you think about that?
Well, even the medical side, I do a show each week with a doctor in Dallas. And he was saying, the other day I was talking to him and I said, if you look at how you guys were starting to treat this day one to how you're treating it now, it's vastly different.
Different, totally
different. Vastly different because they've learned things. So if the doctors learned really different things.
Well, you wonder also how many people that pass might not have passed had they gotten it today.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Because of just what you're saying. And again, that's not a fault of our healthcare providers.
Right.
It's just the way things mm-hmm. work. They need information in order to make better decisions.
Sure.
And we have to understand. I mean, and that's not dismissing the people that passed, because obviously people suffered a loss. I mean, that's, but anyway.
And I'll tell you, the economic impact is
huge.
Huge. I mean, a few months ago, it seems like they canceled the National Western Stock Show for January. That has to bring millions.
I worry more. I also worry more what we've done to our kids.
Yeah, the education,
the educational part of it,
and
too.
The community part of it has
just ramifications. Yeah. We're all frustrated.
Sure. And how do parents deal with that, man? Both of them are working, you know. And wow.
My processor, her child was just told that there was somebody in the school in the kindergarten that, so they had the court. Well, guess what? Now all of a sudden he's at home. Well, she can't be at work. Her husband flies. He goes city to city doing things. Somebody has to walk through school with that child. What an impact. Now, we're able to be blessed enough to be able to let her work from home. But that's not the case. There's single mothers and single fathers out there that they can't do that. And the child's not getting the education that they need to go on. And they're just going to continue to pass them. That's a long-term problem. And the mental health issues that come behind it.
Absolutely. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this. Hi, this is Scott Watley from my friends at Enchanted Kitchens. At Enchanted Kitchens, it's all about the magic of design. Whether you're remodeling your kitchen or building a custom home, Enchanted Kitchens offers a full-service design center with multiple product lines to meet any budget. And right now, when you mention Haystack Help Radio, you'll receive 15% off your Europa brand cabinets. And after you visit their Experience Center in Inglewood, you'll get a no-cost, no-obligation in-home design consultation. Hey, after all, the kitchen is the heart of every home. Call Enchanted Kitchens today, 303-376-7588. That's 303-376-7588. Enchanted Kitchens is a member of the Haystack Help Home Team.
Hi, Jack Corrigan for Len Lyle Chevrolet. Len Lyle Chevrolet is open and safe. It's truck month, and they have the best deals of the year on all trucks and SUVs, like up to $10,000 off on half-ton Silverados. Or come check out the all-new Tahoes and Suburbans for 2021. Len Lyle has been there for 35 years, and low overhead really does mean low prices. Check them out on the web, LenLyleChevy.com. Go east and pay the least. Chevy. Find new roads.
David R. Cishan, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishan of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a question for the station? Email info at CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio, a special edition, Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. 720-895-0500 is the number for Kurt and his team. Greg Lackey in studio, talking a little health insurance. And during the break, it's hard for me to say president-elect. So Biden just kind of was talking about the Supreme Court hearing the argument on
healthcare.
And Obamacare and all that, and he just made a couple of statements during the break. And Greg,
yeah, I'm ready to lose it.
Liar.
I'm ready to lose
he's
it.
A liar.
when he just, first of all, let's go back and understand the ACA. What they were talking about there was that without the mandate requiring you to buy health insurance, could the ACA stand on its own? Because they needed more people participating. So the original idea was, we will tax you, although they called it a penalty. Mm-hmm. All right? The reason the ACA, if you get back to John Roberts on the Supreme Court, and he said no, the ACA was constitutional, was because the word tax was used. So if you didn't buy insurance,
you were taxed, yes.
The Congress has the ability to increase or decrease tax. And they looked at this in the wording that they used was the penalty for not buying health insurance would be a tax, which according to the Supreme Court, which was correct.
Is legal.
Was legal because Congress does, that's.
They have the right to tax.
They have the right to tax. What the Republicans did in 2017 was took the mandate to zero, which meant if you didn't buy a health insurance plan,
there was no tax.
There was no tax, okay? And I read a little bit on Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Roberts here this morning before coming over here, and really what they are saying is this is not our problem. This needs to go back to Congress and Senate to be fixed. Quit sending things to the Supreme Court and asking us to fix your problems, because these politicians are unwilling to do what's necessary because they are so concerned with reelection. So they kick everything to the Supreme Court, wanting them to make a decision. And that's true on both sides.
Yep.
It's just not a Democrat thing.
Right.
It's a Republican thing also. Because the Republicans in the first 2 years that Trump was in there had a chance to do something and, again, didn't get done. But let's back off when President-elect Biden says that 58% of the people are happy with the Affordable Care Act. Did he poll the 58% of the people that have to buy it individually? Or did he pull the people that get their health care through their employer?
I promise you he didn't.
I promise you.
So I do mine individually.
I promise you that he didn't. So I love to do this every year. So I take my age and my wife's age, and we're pushing 65, so we're getting up there.
Knocking on that door.
If we have a modified adjusted gross income of $67,000, $68,000, the subsidies for us is $1,000 a month to offset our premiums.
Correct.
Okay? If I make $69,000, guess what my subsidy is? Zero. So someone please explain to me how decentivizing people to make less makes sense. We've seen premiums, we've seen deductibles skyrocket since 2014. There's no denying that. So when I listen to him say that 58% of the people are in favor, it's misleading. It is misleading, and I wish, and again, get the politics out of this. When a person's 60 years of age, him and his wife, and they're looking between premiums and deductible of having to pay somewhere between $28,000, $29,000 before their health care plan pays a dime, you tell me that's affordable?
Well, looking at 68,000, let's break that down to 69,000. You're talking somebody that's making 34,000 a year.
If they're making 30,
that's 2,800 a month.
If they're making 34,000 a year, though, they're. If you're a couple, and you're under $68,000 a year, no matter, you know, what your age is, you're going to be there's subsidy dollars available.
Right.
It's when you get over that. Okay, but again, think about that. If I'm making $69,000, I'm better off going in and telling my employer, "Hey,
cut my
wages."
Yeah,
because
it's going to cost me and my wife
I've got to get to almost $100,000 a year before this starts to make sense.
That's true.
Because when you look at the premium that it goes to at 69 and you don't get the subsidy and you look at your deductible, you had talked about it on the break, you and your wife are up to, for a year, you're at $29,000 is what you got to put out before anything else happens.
So if you're making $100,000 a year and you're susceptible to $29,000 of that, now again, $100,000 before tax.
That's before tax. So let's say take home 70,
yeah,
75.
You've
40% of it's gone in case of.
I would love for him to tell me that's working.
And you're telling me 58% of the people agree with that system.
Yeah.
No.
Because, again, most people get their insurance through their employer. They really don't understand the cost.
No.
And what's taking place. And then you combine that also with most people don't use their insurance. You know, except for, you know, the cold or, you know, now COVID or, you know, testing or, you know, it's usually minor things.
You had mentioned this. We've been doing this show for a long time. You had mentioned this way back at the beginning of this with the Obamacare. One of the things with having a higher deductible will make you more responsible to take care of yourself than to go in when you have a low deductible.
What we're seeing with people is people are putting things off.
Right.
Because the deductibles have gotten so high.
They'll also pay attention more to their health care. They won't go in because they got a runny nose, because they don't want to pay anything.
And again, there's 10 essential benefits in every health care policy, preventative care, you know, maternity benefits, you know, mental health, pharmaceutical. There's 10 benefits in every health insurance policy, which is also driven up the cost of policies. You know, think of it like this. If I go into a restaurant and I say, you've got to order these 10 things every time, well, what do you think the cost is going to be? Even though you're not going to eat any one of the 10,
right?
I'm requiring you to purchase those 10. It makes no sense. And so when I hear these people mislead, because that's what they're doing, And eventually this has an impact on all of us, because it's just like we started this whole show with by networks.
Right.
Look what your networks have done. They've shrunk. You want to go see a specific doctor? Good luck. You better buy an insurance plan where you can see that specific doctor. But unfortunately for many of us, we don't know what we're going to come down with. So it's hard for me to determine what doctor I need to see.
Sure. And, you know, let's go self-employed real quick. And I remember I was talking about this last year at this time, because, and let people know. If you're self-employed and you have two people, not married, I mean, and they're a W-2 employee, they can actually get on a group-type policy,
correct,
can't they?
Yeah. And the advantage of that would be you would have a PPO option.
Right.
In the group market. Those are still available. So that might, and again, that's where calling us and having that discussion, that might be something we talk about, because initially the individual rates were a little bit lower than what the group rates were. Now that's kind of evened out where it's about the same. In fact, I have people call me quite often and say, hey, I've left my job or I'm going into retirement and they're offering me COBRA. Should I take COBRA? You know, 4 or 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I'd have said no. I mean, you're better off, you know, buying an individual plan because the price is much less. Now that's not the case.
That's true.
You know, when COBRA is a deal.
COBRA is a deal.
You know the price is too high.
And let's also clear one thing. Pre-existing conditions. I want everyone to understand that there was always a place for people to buy an insurance policy that had pre-existing conditions. It was called Covered Colorado. Go do your homework.
Mm-hmm. So you, even if you had it, you could get insurance.
Absolutely.
Didn't matter.
Absolutely. And now we look back at Covered Colorado, and we look at what those premiums were and what those benefits were. It was a pretty good deal.
Yep, absolutely.
Compared.
Yeah. We got to take our last break. We'll be back more with Greg Lackey. Greg's number, 303-625-9538. We'll be right back.
You're stuck in a difficult situation. You don't know whether or not you even need an attorney. Have a conversation with Kevin Flesh.
You know, I have some really hard conversations and conversations that I don't expect some days relating to factually what happened in a case or what's going on in the person's life. And I've been doing this long enough. I've been doing it, you know, since 1996, so almost 25 years. And the faces change, but a lot of times the fact patterns don't. And when you get into these situations where you know where this fact pattern is going to be going, but you don't know necessarily if you're going to really add a whole lot of value, that's sometimes why we have these free consultations, so I can give some advice. I can suggest what they need to do to help themselves. But at the end of the day, it may be me stepping out and saying, I'm not comfortable traipsing you through court appearances. And it's one of those things where they're going to be able to get through it on their own and figure it out and not be lighter in the wallet.
Call now for a free consultation with personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
You have this box at home filled with random pieces of old jewelry, some of which you inherited from a family member and all of which you aren't using. You don't want to get rid of it because many of the pieces have sentimental value, but you don't really know how much they're worth. You don't even know which pieces are real. Bring that box, all of it, to Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry. They will take a look at everything for free. They'll let you know what's real and what's not, and they'll give you estimates. Then you decide what you want to do. Sell the pieces to Littleton Jewelry for a fair price. Sit down with Apri to start working on a new custom design created from the old pieces. Get appraisals from Jesse and his team on the more valuable items to protect them in case of theft. Whatever you decide, don't leave them just sitting in that box forever. Find out what you have. Set up a private appointment with Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry today. Custom jewelry for life.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. And not just my friends, but truly, the staff at Lone Tree feels like part of our family. Since 2002, they have provided the very best care for our pets. What we love about Lone Tree Vet is the services they provide covers all of our needs, from preventative care, dentistry, pain management, cardiology, dermatology, and eye care, as well as emergency and critical care. They also offer veterinary surgery and orthopedic care. And when you need to get away, they have a fantastic boarding lodge and a cat boarding lodge that is amazing. If your pet gets to go along, they can even assist you with your travel health certificates. And when your dog needs a little extra instruction, check out the K9 Academy. They helped us so much when we got a new puppy last year. And then, of course, there is a spectacular grooming salon that you and your pet will love. All of this and more at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Oh, and check out the blogs to help you become a better parent at LoneTreeVet.com. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. It's just one stop and all the care you need.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. A few more minutes left here with Greg Lackey. My name is Scott Watley. Kurt Rogers in studio. And Kurt, we're about out of time here. We've got about 7 or 8 minutes old. Let's talk a little bit about home insurance or whatever else you wanted to.
And I wanted to bring that up because I'm starting to see it. Homeowners insurance rates are rising. Now, we've had fires here, and I don't think we've felt the effect of that. But there's been a lot of bad weather and hurricanes and stuff. And you just happen to have a customer that got very comfortable with staying with his current policy for year after year, and it kept going up. You were able to, you could tell them, I can't believe you saved them this much money. But what are your recommendations to people when they're talking about homeowners insurance, what they should have and how they should pay attention to it?
Well, and again, in this particular case, you know, this gentleman had been, he had stayed with the same company for quite a while. And I think that sometimes we think because we, you know, have a particular insurance company for 5 or 6 years or 8 years or 10 years, whatever it might be, that there's, you know, some loyalty involved and people tend to be taking rate increase without understanding what the market looks like for them outside of that carrier. And in this particular case, I mean, we saved this guy a lot of money and then also we're able to look at his auto and what he was paying in 6 months, we were able to match that for a year. So basically,
cut premiums in half.
Yeah, exactly.
So and that's $200-$400
yeah,
a month.
And that's really the prime. That's really the bulk of my business. We spend time in the healthcare market and so forth, and more than willing to have those conversations. But on the home and auto and even on the commercial side, that's where we do quite a bit. And again, it's always worth just taking a quick look. I mean, it doesn't cost anything to do it.
When something is free for a second opinion.
Yeah.
One of two things is going to happen. You're either going to find out you're good and hey, you get that satisfaction, good feeling, I'm good, or somebody's going to point something that's going to help you out.
That you miss something.
That you're going to be better.
So, I think some people don't want to do it because they're afraid they're going to get sold. And you're really not. No. You're just being educated.
Because, the way we do it is I just take your current policy and match coverages. That's all I do. Because, again, on auto policy, all the coverages are pretty much the same. And you know, you'll get into, claims-free or vanishing deductibles and so forth. And you really kind of have to watch also, you know, does that make sense for you? It might make sense if you're going to stay with the same carrier for 5 or 6 years, but I already pointed out why you don't want to stay with the same carrier maybe for 5 or 6 years. So.
Well, one of the things that you do that, you know, people get comfortable with the brick and mortar, I call them, as a broker, you're able to shop different things and take advantage of things that change. I had insurance many, many years ago, and there were quite a few hurricanes, and my insurance here went up on my rental properties because of what was happening there. Had I not paid attention, had a broker, and found it, I would, you know, again, $400 or $500 a month is what I was able to save.
Yeah, you know, and the fires that we've had here in the state, it's been so. You know, the fallout from that with insurance carriers and so forth, depending upon how much their losses have been, how much of that business they've had, I'm sure we're going to see effect. You know, might be a year, 2 years from now, but
right.
Eventually
it's coming.
It's coming.
Well, this year we didn't. Colorado's known for having a lot of hail damage done to homes for insurance.
Right.
This year was nominal.
Oh, we didn't have.
Yeah, almost extinct.
You know, really, we've gone a couple years now, really, without, you know.
Being hit. Because right. There were a couple years in a row that, it's like every year you're getting a new roof.
September 29th, 2014. I remember that date specifically here in South Denver because my phone rang off the hook.
Yeah.
But, you know, we really haven't seen. There's been pockets and so forth.
Right.
But not the amount that we were going through. You know, the other thing that's becoming more and more of a challenge is insuring properties in the mountains.
Yes.
You know, it's becoming, there's fewer and fewer carriers that are willing to go down that road. You know, you take, you know, some of these people that have been affected, and that's when you really begin to discover your insurance policy and how it works.
And what's important.
And what's important. You know, did we try to save a few dollars in premium? And now maybe we're short on coverage. And these are questions you have to ask yourself. You know, okay, maybe I'm saving $100, but is that $100 really worth it in the grand scheme of things?
Yeah. If I live in the mountains and I'm susceptible to this.
You know, my dad was a contractor builder, and he always said when you build on the side of a hill, you build around trees and you build around water.
Yeah,
for sure. Let's wrap up here. A couple of the companies. I've even heard some new companies that were new to me. Anyway, one was called like Friday.
Oh, on the health side.
Yeah, on the health side.
Yeah, Oscar is another one.
Yeah, a few of them. So, I mean, should people lean more toward your big boy, so to speak, the Cignas and all those?
You know,
or
you know, because, again, depending on who your doctor is, you know, there's and where you're located, mm-hmm. you know. No, those are all reputable and good. They provide good product. But, again, it kind of gets down to who your carrier, I mean, who's your doctor? Because does that doctor take that? Getting, again, just on the health side, what we're seeing is these insurance companies are contracting with specific facilities. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the Kaiser model. Kaiser has the facilities, they have the doctors, they have the insurance company. Centura is using, Bright Health as their insurance company. So if you have a Bright Health policy and you're seeing someone within the Centura network, you're going to be covered. United Healthcare on the group side has now made a plan available where it's all Centura base. And yeah. Again, they're able to go in and offer lower premiums as a result of having a narrow network.
Gotcha. Wow. Again, do not try to navigate this insurance jungle alone. You need somebody to help you break it down, Kurt.
It's always nice to have him. He hasn't been on the show for a while, so
yeah,
it's good to have him back. That's because he was down south playing golf. Doing a lot of that.
Speaking of golf.
I'm Masters. So excited about
Masters.
The preview.
Oh, yep. Gosh. I turned it on last night.
Yeah, I'm watching the
live
previews.
At the, oh,
who's the favorite?
Oh, Bryson.
Do you think DeChambeau?
He is the favorite.
You know, one of the – you don't even have to be a golfer. If you get a chance to go to Augusta, you have to do it. I mean,
just to walk the course.
It was the greatest experience of my life walking through those gates, and it's heaven.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable
for a golfer. It is.
Guys, thank you so much, Kurt. Thank you, and Greg. Thank you as well. Most of all, thank you for joining us for Haystack Help Radio. Once again, Greg's number 303-625-9538. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.